Welcome to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. Is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Yeah, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here at 221-1402. It's Carl and the Bot. Joined, of course, by our producer, Kelly Frost, Jr.
Yeah, you added the junior.
Yeah, I did.
Good morning.
I saw your daddy last night. And, of course, my soulmate, Linda.
Well, good morning. First of all, if Jennifer's listening, your beautiful daughter, our beautiful daughter from New Mexico, she was actually streaming yesterday. And we got a call after the show. How cool to be, again, KQMS.com. You can hear us streaming live from 8 to 9 anywhere.
Anywhere. As long as you have a computer, you go on there. And that means all the city workers, new workers, where you get in there, you can kind of maybe put those headsets on, let them think that you're doing something, you know, to go to work. But the real important thing is you're listening to us.
Okay. I also wanted to bring to your attention that they are recalling peanut butter cookies and treats from vending machines. Keep your eyes open. Don't go there. Also, another thing. Have you ever heard of a neti pot, N-E-T-T-I pot?
Neti pot.
And it's not the kind you smoke.
Well, that disqualifies, you know, Kelly right away.
Oh, stop. No, neti pot, we're going to buy one today when we leave here. It's a long teapot, and at the end of it is a narrow opening, and you put it, I know this sounds gross, but it's something that we've heard about. People have had wonderful experiences with it, cleaning out your nasal passages. You will find out what the ingredients is. I think it's salt water. And you put the end of the pot up your nostril, and then I don't know if you bend over or backwards, but it goes up your nasal passages, comes out the other side. I mean, Nancy Sutton Pierce, our friend who owns House of Yoga, talked about this on Kay Shasta 3 years ago. It cleans out your nasal passages. And you and I, because we have a puppy and she's outside and we're loving on her, I think we are getting that grass thing in our nasal passages. And I also think that with the weather changing the way it is, it's a great way for people to maybe investigate a different way to help clean out their nasal passages.
Yeah, and I just saw a doctor rate it as probably one of the top ways of doing it, you know, but much better than some of the other homeopathic remedies. So,
Also, I'm not finished.
Sorry.
Yesterday after Free Fire Radio, we have a good time going into town, but we went to PetSmart. We met this great guy by the name of Mike Kelly, who just seemed like such an expert. He's Redding's version of the dog whisperer. And we're going to start puppy classes tomorrow.
Well, we have to, because otherwise, we're going to have to start living outside.
Anyway, we just want to share that with you. If you have a puppy, come join us. That'll be fun. Tomorrow, every Friday at 4.
I believe that's when it starts. Anyway. Okay, look, this is Carl and the Bot here on Free Fire Radio. The phone line's already backed up. We're going to be talking to REU in the city of Redding as soon as we get back. It's Free Fire Radio on KQMS. Phone line's here, 221-1402. Join us on the other side. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of our show is brought to you by Robert W. Logan, attorney at law. His office is at 1350 Placer Street. Rob specializes in bankruptcies, but also in civil and criminal trials. He's the man on the street that's going to fight for you.
February 12th, mark your calendars. He's going to be in the studio for a full day talking about bankruptcy. And other questions you have, but that's going to be the scheduled day, so mark it on your calendar.
Okay, now today we were going to be talking about immigration and a number of other things, but then something happened again last night, and that had to do with the city of Redding. Gary, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning, Carl and Linda?
Good morning. Thank you. We're wonderful. Were you there?
Yep, I was there. In fact, I spoke with Carl last evening.
That's right. This is Gary Catt.
Who, yes, sir, it is.
Oh,
and
Gary.
Gary has been one of the people appointed to the committee by the city council to try to get to some kind of resolution about what's going on.
Yes, we're gonna have our first meeting Friday at 8:30 in the community room of the city complex, which is right next to the chamber, the council chambers. And I know, Carl, you'd asked me some of the issues that would be coming up before us. First off, the late charges, rehook fees for REU customers. Should we continue to turn off electricity for non-payment? Should there be a moratorium? Should customers be forced to leave their premises for lack of electricity? How do Reading customers' payment policies compare to other utilities in other cities? How effective are customer service employees at working with customer payment schedules? Why did the $300,000 Shasta Regional bill occur? And why does that affect ratepayers? We need to be looking into the state and municipal codes that govern REU and maximize the education of folks in the assistance programs that are available. I would say are some of the things that we'll be looking at. I can't say all of them. I have only met one of the other members of the committee, and so I think we need to wait to sit down and start talking. But we definitely will be looking into these issues and moving to make recommendations to the council.
Well, good. And I know that a number of people are on there from the community. And I would like to see, this is just me. I would just like them to see, until we come up with some resolution here, before we are so quick to turn off electricity for people that are trying, especially we've got a 12% unemployment rate, and we've got the state not even paying people the wages that they should be gaining, for our contractors. I sure would like to see that one of the first things that happened is that, hey, let's just back off a little bit here until we can, get our arms around it.
Well, yeah, the council was in a position last night because this issue wasn't on the agenda. I wish it had have been.
It was on the agenda last time, and
right.
They could have put a moratorium on until the committee came out, and they chose not to.
Right.
For whatever reason, because we're only talking a month to 6 weeks. I mean, how big, it doesn't mean that people aren't paying. It may mean that you don't get your total amount. But there's got to be a better way.
The thing with it is, if any one of the members of the council want to put it on the next agenda, they can so address it. They weren't able to address it last night because it wasn't on the agenda, and that's because of the Brown Act. But they could very easily put it on the agenda for the next meeting, and then accomplish it then, which still would help.
Well, I think that could be is that some of the people need to get to their elected representatives and say something like that.
Well, yeah, and look at the folks that were out last night. I mean, that was quite a candlelight vigil. Those folks that put that on did a spectacular job. And then the folks that went in and spoke before the council, I believe they did a great job.
They did a fine job.
In coming forward with the issues that need to be brought forward.
You can see the pictures on Shasta Laker.
Right. Jim Markins, ShastaLaker.com. Either go straight to him or go to our website, FreeFireRadio.com, and go to Jim's site. But he has a number of pictures of the people that were out there last night.
Is there
night.
About 100 people out there?
I think it was like over 100 people.
That's impressive.
Yeah, 100 or over. I would probably say over that. But in fact, I'm fairly certain that it was probably closer to probably 150.
Well, the thing about it is how many times has the city of Reading actually gotten together to do something? And I think it was across. I mean, I've met people there that were conservative types that, and of course you have people that are not quite as conservative, but everybody had the same thing in mind: is that the community is too good to do this to people that are trying to keep their heads above water during tough times.
In this economy, we don't know where we're going.
Yeah,
the council talked about that later in the evening when they talked about the fire station.
Yeah,
new fire station or retrofit.
Yeah,
I mean, we just don't know where things are going, and I think the council knows that they're going to have to make another budget reduction here sometime in the future.
Well, they are.
That means that people are going to be out of work. You see.
Well, I tell you what, there's the trickle-down effect from our national economy, but down into California, we're still got $11 billion shortfall in the California economy, even if we had a budget. So, anyway, hey, Gary, thanks a lot for calling and explaining what's going on with the committee and what happened last night.
You bet.
Appreciate
you do have
that.
A nice day.
All right, thanks
Thank
a lot.
Thank you.
This is Carl Lindabot here on Free Fire Radio. News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here are 221-1402. When we come back, we're going to talk about illegal immigration and the impact it has on our state.
Yeah, you know, this morning, well, this is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. The time is 8:23, 41 degrees. If you're just tuning in with us now, we're going to be talking here about immigration. But first of all, let's go to Buddy Holly. 50 years of music. 50 years ago today is when the music died. Oh, my gosh. You know, I was online this morning. I was looking for so many. I was trying to find something that would be like something positive. And it was really hard. It just, every newspaper that I went to just was negative, doom and gloom. But we must remember that there's been some beautiful, there is beautiful music that's being made, beautiful music that was left behind. So remembrance to Buddy Holly and the wonderful music he created.
Yeah. Okay. Jim, good morning.
Hey, good morning, young people.
Hey,
How
Jim.
How are you this morning?
We're great. How are you?
Hey, good. Hey, I just wanted to call and just to remind everybody, this is Jim from the Red Cross.
Hi, Jim from the Red Cross.
Did you guys say, were you able to go to the State of the City luncheon the other day?
No, we didn't do that.
Okay. The city did a great job and sharing. And one of the things that we need to be so thankful for is the place where we live. And we are very, very blessed. So anyhow, I just wanted to tell our city they did a good job, and of course there's always challenges, but we're doing well. Hey, I just also wanted to remind you too, because you guys have talked up our crab feed, which I really appreciated, which is on Valentine's night, but we're down to two tables left.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah, so
but there's still tickets left.
So anyhow, if they want to call, they can call the Red Cross office at 244-8000, and hopefully by the end of this week, those two tables will be gone. So we're very thankful, and I know it's a great crab feed coming up this weekend with, for Women's Refuge, and so we've got a great community. So I just want to thank everyone.
And you know, Jim, you're right there. You've got your fingers deep in what's happening in the community, and we do that. We have made Reading our home. We love it here, and we want to see the people in our community be successful. We love doing this show so that we can have callers like yourself or callers complaining about something that they feel that there's a loss and that we can connect them with somebody else that can help them out. So it's a voice for the people, and we love hearing from you anytime, Jim.
Hey, we appreciate it, and we appreciate you guys, and just have a great day.
You too.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Hey, bye-bye.
Yeah, but that's the guy that married us.
Yeah. You know, it's a good man. I like that. Okay. You know something that's going on. You know, I got one more thing before we head into this illegal immigration thing. Is that somebody sent this one to me, and there's a gent that's named is, his name is Alan Pence. Alan Pence has a place, a barbershop called Bikes, Babes, and Blues Haircut Shop.
Where?
Well, it's on Bocelli Lane. It's at 2675 Bocelli. And the reason I'm talking about this is he is reaching out to find veterans who need some help. They're having it hard, whether it's financial, physical, or mental reasons. He says for the people to help him find them, and that he's going to give a free haircut and free beard trim to all those vets who could, you know, really use it, ones who are down on their luck. And for vets that can't get out, he would try to come by to see him. He only rides a motorcycle. That's what he's got. But all vets are welcome at his shop, especially the wounded and the families of the wounded. And again, the shop is Bikes, Babes, and Blues Haircut Shop, 2675 Bocelli. And this is sent to me by a number of people, so
you got to go check him out.
Yeah, we'll go by and see Alan.
But I think it's really cool that he'll come to somebody if they can't get out. Yeah, that's wonderful.
He said the shop is wheelchair and scooter accessible, so that's got to be good.
There's a hero of the North State.
Well, you know, it's somebody else that's just given, you know, he can't, he is not the richest person in the world, obviously, just by the way he writes, but he's willing to help people. Okay, I want to start with the illegal problems we're having, the problems we're having with illegal immigration. Our guest today is going to be Shauna Ford, and we're going to get to Shauna right after the break. But we're going to talk about what's going on down in Mexico and how that is affecting us right here in the North State, and how the amount of money that we spend just happens to be almost equal to the deficit we're in, and the problem is that they're not going to get any better, you know, with our borders as porous as they are. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Join us on the other side. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelly have got the finest walk-in humidor in the North State. Espresso Joe's gives you coffee of every amount for very reasonable prices. They do wholesale and retail. Joe and Shelly, they're good people, great Americans. Okay, now, a couple of things have happened, you know, that have, you know, just coming out, especially with the budget here, is that California's nearly 3 million illegal immigrants cost taxpayers nearly $9 billion each year, according to a new report released last week by the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Educating the children of illegal immigrants is the largest cost, estimated at $7.7 billion each year. Medical care for illegals and incarceration of those who have committed crimes are the next two largest expenses measured in the study. On the line here, we have Shauna Ford. And Shauna
is
the director.
Hi, Shauna.
Shauna is the director of the Minutemen American Defense.
Good morning, Shauna. Thank you for being with us.
And Shauna, you have been through, and we've talked about it on the show a couple of times, you have been through a horrendous couple months.
I have been through a horrendous month, that's for sure,
right.
No doubt about it.
Now, if, you know, your family's been attacked, your husband's shot, you've been attacked, beaten, and shot, and
yes.
you're saying, I mean, it appears that it is directly related to your work on along the border.
That would be our assumption. You know, it's really hard to say, yes, this is who the person was, but since I just got off a 3.5-month operation and I was focusing directly on drug cartel and drug cartel trafficking, right down to knowing their whole MO, and then there was a huge bust down there. I come back, and it wasn't 3 weeks later than we were attacked. And I think what it was, there was fear on their behalf, since I knew so much about their operation, and I had names. They were concerned because they weren't caught. Their stuff was caught, their assault rifles and their drugs was all apprehended, but people themselves were not apprehended. They ran it back across the southern border, of course, and they're safe over there. And since Minutemen American Defense had direct links and knowledge of who the main players were, I think they were highly concerned that the authorities might come to us and we'd give them their names.
Well, you know, one of the things I don't know if people realize, and you know, this is, you know, when I say a local show reaches 100-something thousand people out here in the North State, but how this is the impact on us right now and just on the number of people coming across the border, but also in the fact that what's going on in Mexico is it's like a war going on down there, that the drug lords are actually controlling cities down there.
And the Marines are not allowed to go over the border now.
Yeah, you know, this was something that has just come out, is that an order was issued at Camp Pendleton that said there'll be no Marines going across the border into Tijuana for liberty unless they have a chit signed by the first lieutenant colonel in their chain of command. And let me tell you, when you make something like that, that's pretty serious.
Yeah, you know, and I think they mock us and they laugh at us. And the thing that's going on right now with the fence that's being built and the attention on the border, what's happening is the drug cartels are playing musical chairs. And every time one location gets more secured, a chair is taken away. So the bigger cartels are coming in and wiping out the other cartels. I mean, they're murdering. There's mass murders every day down on the southern border. And they are literally coming in and taking over towns. They have even taken villages and taken the population down to 50%. Also, what they're doing is kidnapping people who live in Mexico, kidnapping them if they have relatives that live in the U.S. and holding them for ransom. So the families in the United States then have to pay the drug lords a ransom to release their relatives. So we're also going to start looking at an influx of people claiming refugee and wanting to come into the United States for refugee status and fear of their lives.
Well, you know, I think it's, you know, this is not getting any better. I mean, and then when you add on to that, that an the estimated two-thirds of the estimated 340,000 agricultural workers are non-citizens. Most of them, most of them are believed to be illegal immigrants. That's according to a 1998 study, and I think it's probably worse than that. And then,
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, then you talk about anchor babies, where the children that are born in this state, in this country, automatically become citizens, and then their parents can be brought back in, too.
I have recorded messages that people have been leaving me on my phone, and I turn that over to the police, but saying they're going to breed us out and yada yada. I mean, just the insanity of the whole thing, and they don't understand. And, you know, I will tell you, the economic downfall in this nation can all be directly linked back to illegal immigration. And California itself, I mean, California should be in an absolute uproar over this, because illegals, 99% illegals, are still collecting HUD in your state and welfare checks, and they're illegals. But then your SSI people, are all their benefits are cut. They were all sitting in fear whether they were going to get their check this month.
Well, the where the illegals are not entitled to welfare, called CalWORKs, but their citizen children are. So this money still flows through to the children through the parents here. Okay, look, we've got let's get somebody in the line here. Bruce, good morning.
Well, good morning there. Well, this is it's certainly a huge problem, and you, as you well know, we discussed this with the legislatures a couple of 3 weeks ago, and it's a hot topic here in California where they won't even want to touch it, and it ain't going to get any better unless people come on board and do something about it. It's continued to get worse. I have a business in Mexico, and I guarantee you that they operate down there with a whole different set of rules for us to do their rules and their laws.
Like what?
Move in there and go into business, and you don't guarantee. I don't wave a American flag on Independence Day in the middle of La Paz.
I tell you what,
you'll be arrested if you do. Matter of fact, you're not even allowed to demonstrate in any demonstration in Mexico as a non-Mexican citizen. You will be arrested, and it'll cost you thousands of dollars to get out of
there. Well, they'll throw you out of town. They'll throw you out of the country, and they'll take your FM3 away, and you're gone. Back in there.
Hey, Bruce, what are some of the restrictions on you for opening a business down there?
Well, you just have to have what they call an FM3 of immigration, like a passport. You got to update that to that, and then there's another version for if you want to apply for long range for permanent. To be a permanent as a dual citizen, it would be an FM2. But that's basically the restrictions that they have. You have to do all their paperwork there, which takes quite a bit of time, and you don't be political down there at all. We don't have any trouble where we're at. We're basically a real safe community in La Paz, but the border towns are completely out of control, and I do have firsthand knowledge. Our attorney had his cousin kidnapped in Tijuana, and they sent him a demand for $40,000, and they cut his throat, so he had to fly up there and give the drug cartel $40,000 to do it. And all the really rich people in Mexico and Caba and all those places, they have, most of them have Israel security guards, because they worry about the cartel people kidnapping them, even in cities like the tourist traps like Caba.
Well, you know, we have personal knowledge of that. Linda had some friends down there that they finally ended up selling their business on the beach.
They were a long time family money, but had been down there since the 60s and built several hotels, were very successful. And the last few times that I went down there, they literally had to hire, it was like security work with the three SUVs wherever they went. Because of the kidnapping problem.
Yeah.
So they've
moved.
Well,
there's 60 of them that's unaccounted for right now. Glenn Beck's got a program on in the afternoon that deals with this illegal immigration and the drug cartels down there. It's really interesting. But the bottom line is that we can control what come up here through putting pressure on and just enact our own laws about people that hire them. E-Verify is one of the ones that all businesses should have to deal with. You've got people right here in town employing a lot of illegals.
Well, you know, there is, E-Verify is something that they're using in Arizona, and it works. And the way that you stem illegal immigration is you check and make sure they're citizens that you hire.
So, I'd like to say something on E-Verify. If you actually look at the states that actually use the 287G and the E-Verify, they have the lowest unemployment rates in the whole nation.
No.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We've got to take a quick break here. This is Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio. It's 42 degrees. Time is 8:40. We are talking right now illegal immigration. It's a hot topic. Join us on the other side.
Thanks, Bruce. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here, 221-1402. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hill, Top Drive. Four Winds Jewelry is where I go to buy those baubles that make Linda smile, especially around Valentine's Day. Great sales going on there. They give you great work, great prices.
We're on the phone right now with Shauna Ford. We're talking illegal immigration. But before we go there, I want to give you some stats for our listeners. There are roughly 19,000 illegal immigrants right now in state prisons, and that's costing us $970 million. Okay, the feds kick in about $111 million of that, but that leaves us with an $859 million tab. And those kids, K through 12, that are illegal immigrants, it's costing us roughly $4 billion. And we're wondering why we're up in arms, because what's happening with our state, we're upside down, and there's other people who are not here legally that are getting money from our system.
Tom, good morning.
Yeah, certainly not an easy issue that's going away anytime soon, and any of the solutions we've seen so far have only made the matters worse. I think the immigration bill that tried to make its way through Congress a couple of years ago was definitely not an answer. And I think perhaps with the high unemployment and the state in such a crunch now financially, that maybe something will finally be done about it. I have said all along that the easiest way would be to slap a big fine on any employer that employed an illegal alien. But you don't seem to be able to get any head traction with that because the Hispanic vote, which is rather substantial in this state, feels that that would lead to racial profiling and that it would be hard for all Hispanics to get a job. But if you got a green card, you haven't got any problem. And maybe I hate to think of national identity cards. I don't even want to go there, but you know, I think that's going to be coming as a means of determining whether somebody's a citizen or not.
Shauna, do you have a comment for that?
Well, you know, the problem is that they can't even monitor what they're doing now, and even if you gave national citizen cards, they would just forge them. They would find a way to forge them. So I think it's, you know, requiring somebody, a citizen, to prove their citizenship, you know, that takes it to another level of who's going to monitor that. They can't even monitor what they have now. I think if states would actively use E-Verify and if there was a high penalty to employers who did not utilize that and did knowingly hire people who are not citizens, I think if we fined them $10,000 a day per illegal, that would stop the problem immediately,
well,
and it would put the money back into our system, and it would turn the water faucet off. The problem that I have is that we Minutemen, as citizens, go out there and monitor the border. You know, if we wouldn't have went down there in 2005, there would be no issue. Nobody'd even be talking about this issue.
Now, what's that now?
The whole illegal immigration and border security. If we can get out there, as limited as we are with our funds and our equipment, we still go out there and we can track their trails, the times that they come in, where they're going, and what they're bringing in.
Well, yeah,
if we
could
do that, our government could do a heck of a lot better job.
Well, one other thing, too, and real quickly. There's really a political agenda, I think, at stake here. And Bill O'Reilly's really going on the warpath against the New York Times on this right now. And I think that can really be the only explanation why nothing's getting done. Is that the more of these people you can get in and eventually make them citizens, you can solidify the power of the people who sympathize with them, mainly the liberal Democrats, and make it impossible to ever turn it around. And we're getting closer and closer to that here in California because at some point, I believe Hispanic voters will make up a majority of the state. They're going to be a plurality. I'm not trying to be racial or anything here, but see, this is a big voting block, and as they have lost more middle class people to the Republicans, they and you know, Bill O'Reilly actually played a quote with a voice and all of Barney Frank saying that's basically what their intent is.
Well, hey, tell you what, we've got to, Tom, we've got to take a break here.
Than just that, there's also called a reason that these children are taught at a very early age that this is their land and they're going to take it back, that the U.S. stole it unrightfully, and that because of that, they have a right to take back the land that was taken from them. And they are taught Reconquista. Look up Reconquista and Mecca online and educate yourself on that. It goes way deeper than just the Democrats and the Republicans using it as cheap labor or getting a vote out of it.
Shauna.
There is a movement to take back this country on their side.
Thank you.
Hey, Shauna, take a breath here. We got to take a quick break here. Okay, look, this is Carl and the Bot on Free Fire Radio.
Stay with us.
Stay with us because we've got four or five more minutes here. We got people on the phone. Join us on the other side.
We're back. This is Carl and Linda Bot. Free Fire Radio. Hey, New Image Studio Photography, 2655 Park Marina Drive, and Vintner Cellar are doing a Valentine event February 13th and 14th, where they're doing couples, taking pictures of couples and printing on site so they can take home a portrait with them that night. New Image Photography is affordable, fast, and friendly service. But let's get back to illegal immigration. And Shauna, we're so glad to have you on.
Shauna, we just got a couple minutes, so what else you want to talk about real quick here?
Well, I think the point that I wanted to really bring up, too, is that here in America, when we have an issue that we're not happy with, we give it a voice, and then we fight it and we vote against it. And the problem is now that we're dealing with people that come from third world countries that they handle their problems through violence and corruption. And so I believe that what we're doing is correct, and that's why I got attacked, because obviously what I'm doing is the right thing. They didn't stop me. I'm stronger now, and as I heal and I get better, I'll be back on the border. Our people will be back on the border, and we'll be lobbying harder than ever to make sure amnesty doesn't get passed. And that's the one thing that we're probably the most fearful for, is that they would say they want to create jobs in this country. Well, they could create millions of jobs by just getting rid of the illegals and allowing those jobs to be open to Americans. I can't tell you how many calls I've gotten of people being laid off throughout this country, and it's devastating. And the homes, and you know, we're only seeing the beginning of what is to come. This country is in major trouble, and people have got to start standing up and saying no more. If you go somewhere and they're not speaking to you in English, demand to speak to a manager. Demand English being spoken. People have got to have voices. Americans have got to start standing up and saying, we are not going to take this anymore. It's not acceptable. And this is a country that is ruled by the rule of law, and that's what makes this nation so great, is protecting our freedom.
Okay. Hey, Shauna, thank you so much for being on. And, you know, hey, keep your head low. We need to keep people like you out there.
I'll be there.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Shauna.
All right. Thanks, Carl.
Thank you.
All right,
bye. Now, this is a woman who lays her life on the line, and she has laid her life on the line. She's paid dearly for it.
Yeah, she has, and, you know, we haven't even gotten into that part. But, you know, the thing about it, but what Tom was kind of was alluding to, was that New York Times came out and said, why not give blanket amnesty to every illegal here and their families? Well, you're talking about how many, I mean, millions and millions and millions of people that would be. And when you start talking that many million people, they're going to come in. They become a voting block. If they become a voting block for, say, the Democratic Party, which is why, you know, Barney Franks and the Times and all these are trying to push something like that, then that essentially does away with the two-party system. Not that the two-party system is the greatest thing in the world. I think it's time that we came out in America with a third party, you know, especially up here in the North State, since, you know, the North State seems to be ignored by people in Sacramento, you know, that the people in the North State, our votes don't count. You know, we, no matter what we think, are being controlled by flatlanders, you know. That's why I call them flatlanders down in the, you know, in the southern part of this state. So, I mean, and we can't even go into about the amount of money that we waste every year, that we spend every year, the billions, on people that are here illegally. And then we are not having our veterans taken care of, not because the money's not there. It's because the money is being used for people that are here illegally, instead of taking care of our veterans who have fought, bled, been wounded for this country. That is something wrong there. Why? And have you noticed that during the election process, how many times did Obama and McCain talk about illegal immigration? Zero. Now, why do you think that is? I think it's a lack of guts. It's a lack of taking on something that's tough. You know, I'd love to see somebody do this. Make it so that if you want to hire somebody, just do a background check on them. That's all it is.
Hey, we always want to draw you to freefireradio.com. That's our website where we can interact with you. And before we close, I'd like to invite you all to hit our website and go down to the bottom, and you'll see an icon that says ZRI. Tonight, if you care to join me on a webinar, Carl and I have been very excited about this company that Bill Farley and Deepak Chopra have started. And we're drinking this fabulous drink, and we'd like you to join us. So you guys have a great day.
And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?